Oh, what is going on? Whew, I'm excited for today. So before anything, if you guys didn't listen to yesterday's podcast, go back and listen to it. There's still a few spots left. I don't wanna spoil it for you guys. You can go back and listen to probably the first 5 minutes of the yesterday's podcast. Even pause this one and go back. Listen to the challenge that's coming up. Get in. There's still a few spots left at what you're going to see when you listen to it. I don't want to give too much away. I'm excited for it. Whew. But today, how you feeling? When was the last time you asked yourself that and answered honestly? You know, we live in such a world where we're robots. We're like robots. Someone asks how we're doing, I'm fine. How's your day going? Ah, it's great. We don't even take it in anymore. And if you believe me, here's a simple challenge you can do, and you can do it as many times as you like in a day, or as many times as you go to the store, and you'll see this for yourself. Ask someone how they're doing. Usually it's someone who's working at the cash register or something. They're going to say fine, good, probably not even look at you. And then ask them again. No, really. Excuse me. How are you feeling today? Because we don't think about it. So many things come into our mind and it just passes by. And if we say this to other people, imagine what we say to ourselves. Like, I'm tired, but it's fine. I'll be fine. But guys, if you're not okay, it's okay. But be honest with yourself. It's okay to not be okay, but you gotta be honest with yourself. Let yourself know that. Because if you don't know it, if you lie to yourself, then what do you say to other people? And vice versa, when we start to lie to other people so much, we often lie to ourselves. As one of my mentors says, energy is energy is energy is energy. So what that means is that how you do one thing is how you do not everything. It's how you do most things. So if someone asks you how you feel and you just lie because you don't want to feel bad about yourself and feel bad to yourself, then you lie to yourself. It's very simple. It doesn't take a genius to know that. So the question is, what happens when we start to be honest with ourselves? Like, what if starting today you started to be honest with yourself about how you're feeling? Like, I'm not great. I'm not okay. I don't have to buy something else to try to make me feel better and also make me look better in front of other people. It's okay to not be okay. I just need to figure out how I want to feel and think more about how I want to feel. And as one of the people I love to listen to, Abraham Hicks, says, if you can't think of a good thought, then just reach for a better feeling thought than what you're feeling right now. Just find a better feeling thought than what you're feeling right now. Sometimes it's all it takes. I notice so many people lie, not only to themselves, but I notice a lot of people lie to other people constantly. The number of lies that we actually tell a day that we don't even pick up on our radar as lies is incredible. It's a very fascinating statistic. And once you become aware of that, you start to notice it everywhere. You'll start to notice it in yourself. Someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, I'm fine, when actually you're actually feeling really anxious. But we don't want to say that, because if we say anxious, it makes it seem like we don't have our things together. So now we have to try to make ourselves feel better to prove to ourselves that we are not actually anxious and we're feeling fine. You got to understand, our brain wants to always use the least amount of energy possible. And at the same time, our brain is always looking for things, ways to make itself feel right. The brain loves to be right. If you say people are mean, the brain's going to show you every instance. It's going to remind you of every time that people have been mean. You're going to see it in the news. You're going to see it in movies. You're going to see it in TV shows. You're going to see it when you watch people, when you listen to people. You're going to see it. The brain wants to feel right about what it says. But here, once you know that, you can tell it something else. You can say, we live in a beautiful world. And what's your brain going to end up doing? What's it going to find? It's going to find beautiful things. It's like we create our reality. We hear all this talk about escape the matrix. Like, you don't get it. You are the matrix. You are the matrix. The world's not programming you. You're programmed to the world. You're the one plugged into the world. You're the one seeing things the way you see it. To unplug from the world means you're unplugged from life, and you don't want to unplug from life. So what do you really want to unplug from? You really want to unplug from the programming that has been, that you've accepted and decided to view the world through. It's like an iPhone. Most of you guys out there got iPhones. I know a few of my Android users out there, and some of you guys just don't really have a phone. That's fine too. But some of us, we stay in the same app all the time. It's the app we've been told about. Use this app. Use the Notes app to make notes. But here's the thing, guys. There's a lot of different apps out there. You can use GoodNotes. You can use Notability. You can use a lot of different note apps that give you more versatility, that are more fun to use, that are more colorful, that are more bright, that sync even better. But if you never change the programming, you never change the application because you're scared. Well, this works. I don't want to leave it. I don't. But if you don't like it, then you're already losing. If you don't like where you are, but you don't want to go fail somewhere, the simple fact, if you don't like where you are and you're too scared to take action to achieve that next thing, you're already failing. You're already failing. I can't remember where we're going in the podcast, but I hope you got something from it today. I hope you got something from it. As I say, I love to be here to be a reminder. I don't ever have anything planned. I don't have notes when I do this podcast. I speak right from my soul, whatever it needs to hear, whatever it feels like it needs, what you need to hear. It's not for everyone, but it's always for the people who are here. And this is Luke for Luke Life Charms, over and out.